Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zering. And it is Monday here on the show, and you know what that means? Well, tonight's Monday Night Raw, and I'm going, taking the kids to Raw, where they are going to see a number of exciting matches, including Oba Femi versus Rusev, which better live up to its billing. That's all I got to say about that. We'll tell you about the Raw lineup for tonight, as well as NXT tomorrow and AEW Dynamite on Wednesday. Of course, this past Saturday night was the NXT PLE. May or may not be the last show on Peacock. We'll tell you about that and all of the results from the show as well. They're trying, which is more than I can say for 2025. Hopefully they can turn things around because I got to watch it every week. I don't like it to be terrible. So we'll tell you about that. Plus, we have a new WWE Undisputed Champion, even though we have two world champions in WWE. Cody Rhodes is champion again. And at this point, it does look like it's not going to be a multi-person match for the title at WrestleMania. It looks like it's just going to be Cody Rhodes versus Randy Orton. We'll tell you about that. Plus, a lot of other news. Steve Macklin back with TNA. New Japan Cup. Got an update on that. We have got AEW having their own Fast channel, which is just been announced. We've got, if Tom wants to talk about it, the UFC White House card. Hopefully you can all wait that long with this stunning card and plenty more. Got a lot to get into after the break. As always, we'll start with the bad news first. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
So I opened a restaurant and needed everything. Menus, signage, catering brochures.
Everything and then some.
I went to Staples. They printed it all and even suggested takeout menus.
One money pit with a side of fries.
But now at Staples, you get up to $125 off custom print orders.
$125 off? Now you're cooking. Brand your business in a big way at Staples.
That was easy.
Shop Staples in store online or in the app by 442 unlock. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your Care Watch for free. Call us to get your Care Watch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. It'll be Tom Lawler's joining us here today. Why is this all weird? There we go. What's going on, Tom? Another new hat? What do you got today?
I do have a new hat on, although it's not necessarily new. I've had it for like a month or so. It's from my old haunt in Orlando, Florida, the Jungle Mixed Martial Arts and Fitness.
The Jungle.
Yes.
Wow. Well, listen, we got to start off with the bad news first, then we'll get into all of the news and such, perhaps some frivolity.
Great segue.
Want to wish the best to Conan, and we don't have a lot of details, but there were stories this weekend in a lot of the Mexican press that he was hospitalized and had a leg amputated due to medical complications. And Dave Meltzer on Observer Radio, he said he did not know all of the details, said he's been in rough shape for a while now, probably since the last time he was on AAA television. It's probably been 6 weeks. I don't know all of the details. I believe that he'll probably be addressing it soon. He has been in and out of the hospital, mostly in. That much I know. That's about it, really. And so my understanding is that Conan himself is going to address this, probably on his podcast, and probably fairly soon. So I don't want to talk about it too much because I don't know really what's going on, but I know that Conan is apparently going to discuss it, and hopefully everything is all right. Depending on the article that you read, I mean, they had a couple of different stories. One was that he had to have a leg amputated. The other, he has had a leg amputated, and they might have to amputate the other leg. I mean, various reports said various things, some much worse than others. And so I did hear that he does plan to address it. So hopefully that means he's doing all right. So all the best to Conan. Hopefully everything works out for the best. And hopefully we get an update soon and everything's all right. So that's what we know right now. And then also, best wishes to Jordan Grace, who was injured, I guess, before the SmackDown tapings.
It was during a taping for a main event.
Is that what it was?
She posted a clip.
There is a clip. She said, "My ankle glitched in real life." I have not seen the clip yet, but apparently she
posted it on her Twitter.
Yeah, came down weird on her ankle. I guess I'll watch it during the break.
You can't, honestly, you can't really tell. You can just tell, like, she lands on it weird and it kind of folds over and they stop it. She was doing an up and over in the corner.
Nice.
And Alba was going underneath her, and the way she just landed was wrong, you know? This is definitely, like, people can say what they want about that Penelope Ford injury, but this one is a freak injury. So best wishes to Jordan Grace, who I have lost to in the past. So a vaunted competitor. I hope she does.
She is a vaunted competitor.
I hope she recovers quickly.
Well, I don't really have an update other than she is in a walking boot. And I kind of was given the impression that she's going to be all right, hopefully somewhat soon. But this is very important because I even had people angry about this. Like, you guys are all wrong about... So when Chelsea Green injured her foot, the understanding that I have is that she was evaluated afterwards and was initially told, you don't have any broken bones and you should be back fairly soon. And then later, I guess maybe she got another set of x-rays or something like that. And it turned out that she did have a broken bone. So the initial evaluation is always the initial evaluation. I mean, sometimes the initial evaluation is good and it turns out that it's fine. Sometimes the initial evaluation is good or bad and it ends up being the opposite. So hopefully Jordan is back soon. And someone did say that when she did the up and over, she actually landed on Alba's foot, which was why everything got twisted up. But anyway, hopefully she is back soon as well. What was that?
It's a good one.
What do you mean good one?
I said that's why things got all twisted up.
Yeah, this is why I all twisted up. What do you want me to say? All right, we're going to do the SmackDown report later. Tom will be in charge of that one. Did you watch NXT, by the way? Did you watch any of it?
Of course I did.
Okay, whoa.
I'm not missing it.
Actually,
NXT,
you did. You were texting me during the show. That's right. But yes, on SmackDown, we have a new WWE champion. Ugh. Cody Rhodes beat Drew McIntyre. And it was very much like, you know, they tried to put a nice bow on it. You know, when Drew McIntyre beat Cody, it was because of interference from Jacob Fatu. And now Cody has beaten Drew, also with interference from Jacob Fatu. So Cody is a champion again. And the whole thing is just, I mean, it's just weird.
Right? Somebody laid it out. Cody lost the title. Cody lost the Royal Rumble. Cody lost the Elimination Chamber. Cody is the champion going to WrestleMania.
Yes. Because,
not a fan.
Well, I mean, originally he was never going to lose the title. And they were going to do, I don't even know what they were going to do. I mean, they've had so many plans. I can't even remember what it was. But, I mean, at one point, they felt like they had to make a change. And so they took the belt off Cody. It's like, okay, well, you made a change. Well, now what are we going to do? Well, the answer was, they just did 2 months of other stuff and then unchanged the change. And we're literally right back where we were. At one point, they were going to do, as we've talked about many times, another Drew Cody match at WrestleMania, which would have been the fourth in a calendar year. And, you know, they kind of decided, well, I don't think, you know what it was? It was originally going to be Cody and Roman. Now I remember. Originally, WrestleMania was going to be Cody and Roman. And eventually Triple H was like, you know, we've seen that match. It would be the fourth time.
Was it Triple H that thought that?
Well, I mean, we all did, but he's the one that made the call. So he figured, okay, that's a match we've done too many times. So that's when they took the belt off Cody. Drew won. And then I guess at some point it was going to be Drew and Cody. And it was the exact same thing.
And Fatu.
No, it wasn't even a three-way. Like, we kept thinking it was a three-way. But they was always insisted, no, it's not going to be a multi-person match. But like, as we watched it, it was like, it has to be. Like, they can't
it
possibly.
Still has to be.
Well, now here we are again, and it's the same thing. The story is that it's going to be Cody and Randy, and not a three-way, not a four-way, not a five. It's going to be a one-on-one match. Like, I don't know, man. Cody and Randy is like a new match at least. But like, Cody lost all these matches, and now he's the champion, and then Randy
and it's also bizarre. It's bizarre because there's been nothing in this direction for months and months and months and months and months. If you think back to September, I think is the last time that they really went in this direction when Cody was the champion and feuding with Drew, and Randy was feuding with Drew as well and lost to him right before WrestlePalooza, right? And now there's been no movement in that. Randy Orton just lost to Aleister Black 2 weeks ago on SmackDown.
And not only that, I mean, they've been teasing doing a, or they've been discussing doing a Cody-Randy match for what feels like years. They feel like it's a really big match. And so it always I always figured, well, at some point, you know, Randy's gonna turn heel. Turn on Cody, and you'll have, you know, at least babyface heel. But all I can figure is that after all this time, they just have figured, like, no one's going to boo Randy Orton. He's 40, in mid-40s, and, you know, 14-time champion or whatever. He's in that Ric Flair role in WCW where you can turn him if you want, but they ain't going to boo him. So I guess they just figured we may as well do it now, and we'll do babyface, babyface. Try to spice up Mania with, like, a new match.
I don't think, Brian, who kicked Jacob Fatu's teeth down his throat? We still don't know. Drew is adamant that it's not him, and I am inclined to believe him.
I thought it was
babyface versus babyface.
I figured the guy that kicked his teeth out was Randy. But maybe it's not. Maybe we'll never know. Maybe Baby Doll kicked the teeth out. I don't know, man. But that's what happened on SmackDown, and it's I guess we could look at how tickets have sold since they
Well, we did the show on Friday, so by your previous estimations, they should have moved 210 tickets over the past weekend.
Let's see if WrestleTix has got an update here. No, they haven't had an update since March 5th. All right, back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch.
care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, before we get into the NXT show, you want to talk about that UFC card?
Not necessarily. I didn't want to talk about it Saturday night. I don't want to talk about it now. I mean, I thought that we'd get more. I thought that this was going to be a life-changing event. 250 years of freedom, the birthday celebration of the current sitting president, Donald Trump. I thought that the UFC was going to go all out. And quite frankly, they didn't. No Conor McGregor, no John Jones, no big name fights. Of course, there is a lightweight championship match, but Ilia Topuria should destroy Justin Gaethje. Alex Pereira moving up in heavyweight is interesting, but I don't think anyone is clamoring to see Ciryl Gane, who got destroyed by John Jones and then has been the reason Tom Aspinall, the champion, has been sidelined for a while. I don't think anyone cares about necessarily seeing Ciryl Gane fight that much. So a bit lackluster. And I had people arguing with me online. All I tweeted, actually, I tweeted, LOL, that's it. I said nothing about the UFC, nothing about fighting, and it got picked up by all of the MMA fightings of the world. So they obviously were disappointed as well. But somebody's like, what do you want him to do? They don't have, they can't just sign anyone. Look at the roster. And I thought to myself, no, that's the thing. They could sign the entire planet if they wanted to. They have enough money they could throw around at anybody who's willing to fight another person, whether they're in another organization or not, and they're not willing to do it under any circumstances, it seems. So
I made a comment.
I was expecting more.
I don't even watch UFC, and I laughed at that card, which is basically what I tweeted. And then it wasn't a lot of people, but like one guy was like, it's a really good card. If you watched, you'd see what great fights these are. It's like, brother, first off, one of the reasons I don't watch UFC is because I don't want to sit there every Saturday and just watch a bunch of great fights. Like, I don't need to see that, dude. Like, UFC.
Oh, you know what? You should. Go on. I'm sorry to cut you off.
My whole point is just like, they had rumored everybody from John Jones to Conor McGregor to whoever.
They could have had Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano on the show.
Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano. And like, this is just, it's five fights, dude. Like,
you know, it's six fights, but you know what got announced today too, Brian?
What's that?
A new Francis Ngannou fight.
Oh, that's right. On the
Ronda Rousey Carano show.
Yes.
Against former UFC light heavyweight Felipe Lins.
Sure. Why not? Hey, did you know that Steve Maclin has been rehired?
We talked about this on Friday.
I know, but like officially, he's, I guess, been rehired now.
What did he do to get rehired in kayfabe? He hijacked the show repeatedly?
Yeah,
he
attacked people, he beat people up, and he attacked a commentator.
That's how it works?
So they reinstated him and gave him a championship match.
The Rochester Roadblock?
Yeah. Gave him a championship match on top of everything else. It's crazy. All right, let's talk a little bit about this NXT show.
Sorry.
Yes.
I cut you off a second ago because you got to go watch this Cody Garbrandt fight from Saturday night. This was like the ultimate filthy Tom Lawler up my alley battle. There was multiple foul infractions.
Really?
There was a headbutt where one guy got dropped, and then they were yelling at each other as the round ended, blaming each other for how it happened. Groin shot after groin shot after groin shot. Cody Garbrandt's puking in the cage.
That's
and they allow the fight to go on. Oh, fantastic.
If only I devoted more time to watching UFC nowadays. All right, this NXT show, I thought, over-delivered based on my expectations. I thought Jada Parker and Blake Monroe in a street fight was probably Blake's best match so far in NXT. Although she did beat Jada Parker, which I'm not a fan of. But I will give them, for now, the benefit of the doubt. Possibly there is more to come in this feud, although if there is, I don't know why it started with a street fight. It's kind of weird. But Blake won after just the finish I didn't like. She had a bag. You're thinking it's going to be thumbtacks. It's a bunch of diamonds.
Cubic zirconia at best.
So stupid.
I thought it was cool.
It's dumb.
It's something different for her gimmick.
Tom, here's my issue with it.
Diamonds would hurt.
Tom, my issue is this. The character is already a 1992 WWF Superstars cliche. It's like the Tiffany Stratton daddy's girl going shopping. Like they only did that for like 3 months, and then they were like, yeah, this is too much of a caricature.
That's not 1992. That's 2022.
I'm talking I'm talking, Tom, about a gimmick that is so obviously a gimmick. Like, it's so obviously a gimmick. You really think Skinner was out there between shows hunting alligators? It's like a gimmick. Repo Man. This is Blake Monroe.
Repo Man was a Repo Man. That's how he got the gimmick. He was previously a Repo Man. I just read his book.
Okay, I'm sure that's all true. But the point is, this is such a comic book, cartoon, unbelievable character. And then on top of that, you have to add that she's got a bag full of diamonds. I hated it. It's ridiculous. But she won. And it's a match. I thought it was her best match so far in NXT. So that was good. And then we had Tony D versus Dion Lennox, which started in the parking lot. They freaking brawled for like 10 minutes.
At least, right? It was too long of a brawl, but...
Yeah, by the time they got to the ring, I was like, all right, get it over with now. And then they just had a match. So it felt like it went 3 hours.
They just did a couple spots, really. They did that superplex through the announce table, and then Tony D made his comeback. He looked insane.
Yeah, like, this guy.
He looked wilder than Juice Robinson ever did. You throw Juice Robinson on every amphetamine and stick him in a room with his wife, Tony Storm, for 40 hours and then unleash him. He looked half as crazy as Tony D.
SportsFan1414 says everybody in NXT is a cartoon character, to be fair. Wrong. Okay? And I'm actually going to make this point in this match. Tony D was 100% a cartoon character. He was a gangster who murdered people by throwing them off a bridge. He had a fake accent. That was 100% gimmick, okay? But now it's like he's not a gimmick anymore. He is Tony D'Angelo, angry man. And like, what is his gimmick now? Wild man?
Well, Brian, I also got to say, same thing with Dark State, really, if you look at it. Because when they showed up, they were like hackers trying to take over everything. And now they're just mean guys.
Yeah, they took the butt gimmick off that guy. But the point of it is, like, Tony D in this match, 100%, I don't care what anyone says, he reminded me of a very hairy Braun Breaker. He's explosive. He's fast. He just freaking murdered this guy. Except the difference is, instead of being bald, he has a giant beard and Bruiser Brody hair. And he needs to never put his hair up again. I mean, he just looks like a guy that is not to be messed with. And I thought he was great in this match. And he killed the bookworm. And now he's probably going to go after that title, would be my guess.
Strap him up.
Sure, yeah, man. We still don't have any idea what we're getting for...
He still hasn't told us what he's coming for.
Well,
remember?
I think it's obvious.
One was Dark State and one is going to be the title.
I think the other one's going to be the title. And we don't know anything about Stand and Deliver, which is 1 month away. So I had somebody in WWE claim that nobody knows where it's going to air and that there was no mention of Peacock on the show. But I did have people that went back. And in fact, there was one commercial for Stand and Deliver where afterwards they had a little thing for Peacock. So it's possible that Stand and Deliver is going to air on Peacock, but amongst those within NXT, they don't think it's on Peacock, and they don't know where it's at. So it's up in the air.
Could it be on the new My AEW?
Probably not.
Okay.
probably not. We had Izzy, Dame, and Tatum Paxley for the North American title. I wouldn't say that in the ring it was the best match, but I would say it had the most heat of anything by far. They absolutely, like, they love Jada, and they love whoever else, Lola. You know, they
Zarya
love
Zarya now.
Zarya. But, man, they don't love anybody like they love Tatum Paxley. She connects to this crowd better than any woman in the entire company, I think. Maybe not Io Sky, like, on the main roster, but in NXT for sure. And, you know, they screwed it up last year when they gave her the title and everybody loved it. And then, like, 3 weeks later, they put it on Tatum Paxley for heat. It got no heat. And now I guess they're trying to fix things. And Tatum won the title back. They went absolutely maniacal for this title change. And I thought it was the best match on the show just because of the heat. Like, they went crazy for this match. We had a way too long Fatal Influence promo, which was even more infuriating when it was over because it was setting up a match not for this week's television, but for the following week's television. So there is no reason that this thing should not have aired on Tuesday, but they put it on pay-per-view. Fans hated it. I heard live people hated it. It just went too long, and it kind of sucked. Setting up a match with JC versus Soul.
And Zarya. It's a three-way.
And Zarya, yeah. The following Tuesday
in
for
Houston,
the title.
Live.
Yeah. Then we had Lola Vice and Kalani Jordan NXT Underground. I thought this was going to be Butterbean and Minoru Suzuki after watching that training footage. Miles better.
Yes, and that training footage led directly into the finish of the match, which made me happy.
It did. We'll talk about that more after the break. Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings. And there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. What about that Lola Fice, Dad?
He's fantastic. Grandmaster.
He's a baller.
What? Don't ever say that.
I like that,
that
guy.
Again.
He was so awesome on this show. I don't want to take anything away from Lola Vice. I mean, she was great in that match, but man, her father.
the only thing that kills me about Lola Vice is how quickly she goes from being exhausted, winning a match, and she gets up and she just has to shake her butt no matter what. As,
yes.
As violently as possible for the crowd after the win, no matter how beaten up or beaten down she is.
Yes. Well, what'd you think of the match? As an MMA practitioner.
Come on. As an MMA practitioner, it was not a great not a great mixed martial arts match. I'll say that. They did a lot of fighting on the outside. And but like I said, I liked the finish. Kalani tried to do a backflip out of a move like she did to Shayna Baszler in training. And Lola just got up and gave her the back fist. And then hammer fisted her and TKO'd her. So I howled. As you would say.
As I would say.
And then her dad, she celebrated with him in the crowd. Her dad, ever the worker, the grand master, not only of kicks, but of psychology. He grabs her hand and makes sure to kiss it for the crowd.
What a guy. So then we had, what do we have after that? Oh, the JC thing.
Does he have a name? Grandmaster Lareda? Do they even?
Nah, man, he has a name, but I forgot what they called him. Who remembers what they called the dad?
Well, I mean, she's Valerie Lareda.
Yes.
Know that from Bellator.
Yes, but, I think so probably just Grandmaster Lareda or something. And we had Joe Hendry, Ricky Saints for the NXT title. And after all of this madness on this show, they have a
match.
They have a professional wrestling catch as catch can battle. The NXT title, and they did the finish where Ricky tried to cheat, was unsuccessful, and then Hendry cheated and then pinned him. So,
well, you are missing the fact that Saints tried to cheat, but it was using Ethan Page, who quite clearly slid the title past Ricky Saints on purpose, whether it's subconsciously or not. And then there was a battle over. Saints tried to kick him low.
Yeah,
I think he did, and then Hendry ended up kicking him low while the ref was turned and got the win.
It was a kind of a weird finish, but a good main event. I think that where they're going is a babyface turn by Ethan Page.
I said last week what I think they're going to do is a double turn. I think they're going to turn Miles Bourne against Joe Hendry, and I think they're going to turn Ethan Page against Ricky Saints. That's
you could do both of those, yes. But I mean, they made it. There was an angle earlier on in the show where Ricky's telling, like, Ethan Page is just all sad and he's angry and he's just miserable, and Ricky says, you know, I need your help tonight, and finally he goes, you know what? If you help me tonight, I will be a 2-time NXT champion, and you can be a 2-time greatest North American champion of all time. And Ethan gets all happy and he goes, 2-time. And so we're supposed to think he's talking about a 2-time North American championship, but what they are not reminding us of is the fact that Ethan Page was once an actual NXT heavyweight champion.
No, so they do remind us of that because Ricky Saints goes, hey, you remember what it's like. Because they did the same promo on Tuesday as well, Brian.
Well, so one way or the other, I think he's going after that second NXT title.
Yeah, and if you remember, Joe Hendry had that weird moment where he was like, he told Miles Bourne he wished he was deaf, too.
Oh, yes.
And Miles Bourne was like, yeah, pump the brakes on that one. So,
but then he acted like he had a sense of humor. I got a sense of humor, he says. Is that right? All right, take us through SmackDown.
All right, we had the newly minted Elimination Chamber winner, Randy Orton, doing an interview. Talked about being only the third time he's main evented WrestleMania out of like 20 times he's been in the show. But hey, it's 2026 and here we are. He says he feels different about both options of his opponent, but he feels the same about the fact he's leaving Vegas with the Undisputed Championship around his waist after an RKO. He was then interrupted by Trick Williams, who came out, put himself over it a little bit, and then was promptly RKO'd.
He was.
He looked good, and then like a geek.
That happens.
We had the U.S. title open challenge answered by AAA Latin American champion El Hijo del Dr. Wagner Jr., who they will also at some points refer to as Wagner the Third.
Yeah.
So there was a good amount of miscommunication early on. I don't know what happened, but eventually Hayes landed a like the reverse leg drop off the ropes and a big dive, and things kind of got back on track. They chopped each other really hard, hit each other. Mello hit the Dirty Diana, which is the La Mystica. But Wagner countered a first 48 with a big power bomb. He exposed his elbow. They traded strikes again. He went for the Wagner driver. Mello hit the first 48 again. Wagner came in with a knee strike, electric chair power bomb, missed a moonsault. Mello hit the nothing but net and got the win after what was kind of an rough early stretch, I would say.
I would say this was the worst open challenge that Carmelo Hayes has had. He could not get this above the level of just fine. And everyone else, even Miz, they had like a shockingly good match.
They did have a good match.
But this one they couldn't. By the way, with that Trick Williams thing. So apparently Randy Orton is mentoring Trick Williams, trying to teach him how to, I don't know what. I was going to say do less, but I'm not sure how much Trick even does. But the point is, I wouldn't be surprised if maybe Trick gets involved in that WrestleMania main event, costs Randy Orton the match, and we can move into a Randy Orton versus Trick Williams feud. Unless Randy wins the title and Trick's going to beat Randy for the belt.
Hey, there's a lot of ways they could go, which is at least intriguing. So while I don't like that Mania main event, if there's a lot of moving parts and they could do a lot of things that I would like. Brian, what was up with this next promo? Is there something about Ilya Dragunov's mom that I need to know? Because he was interviewed by Kathy Kelly and he talked about being a warrior, but then he said he was nothing compared to his mom and that she held the weight of the entire world on her shoulders.
Seems a little,
As someone who is a king of hyperbole, Brian, what do you have to say about that?
I'm trying to find out.
I mean, if she overcame a bunch of stuff, please let me know. But I thought this was weird. He said he needs to gather the strength that she has to fight for the title. And then The Miz and Kit Wilson approached and Ilya challenged either one or both of them. I couldn't really tell to a fight.
I'm looking for anything on Ilya Dragunov's mother. He does mention that he thinks his family hates his wrestling style, but I think he's talking about like his wife and child.
Yeah, I mean,
beat up all the time.
If his mom has gone through some horrific things, please disregard that. But I just thought it was the first time I had heard her mentioned at all was that she had held the weight of the world on her shoulders. So we had your new women's champions, 2 6-foot thoroughbred stallions. The Irresistible Forces, Lash Legend, Nia Jax doing a promo. They had some champagne. They toasted. They were interrupted by former champs, Charlotte and Alexa Bliss. Then also Julia and Kiana James. And then Nick Aldis made a tag match for Julia and Kiana to take on Charlotte and Alexis. Charlotte and Alexa. I'm sorry. And Charlotte and Alexa won.
Yeah, they did. They once again pinned Julia.
Yes, they won. They, the former tag champs have now earned a shot at the new tag champs, who ironically had interfered and cost these former tag champs the belts when they were facing the Kabuki Warriors.
I'm not sure. Like, obviously, they're a big fan of Kiana James because they never beat her. They always beat Julia. But Julia is the Women's United States Champion. So what the hell's going on here? Taking the belt off of her? Is she going to defend the title against Flair? Like, what's happening here?
Kiana's going to beat her for the belt or something.
What, in SummerSlam, dude? How long do I got to wait for some of this stuff?
Well, I don't know. When does Julia ever defend that title?
I don't know. That's why I'm wondering. Listen, when they took the belt off of her and they put it on Chelsea, it was kind of like, that seemed awfully early. Why do we take the belt off Julia? She's not even done anything as champion. So then they have the belt on Chelsea for a while. And then the whole payoff to that is she just loses it back to Julia, who they do nothing with, and they push her partner harder than her. I'm not against the idea of pushing Kiana. I think Kiana's like, we need new faces. Like, we need some new people up there. But Julia also is not like an old face. She's a new face as well. And she's I mean, I don't know. I watched a lot of this. I don't know what's going on, dude. That's usually not a good thing, I think.
Julia definitely does not have an old face.
No.
Tag team turmoil.
Absolutely dead crowd.
Dude, I don't even want to. What? They're going to break
Tom,
up the guns?
Tom,
they're going to break up the Motor City Machine Guns? That's what you're telling me?
We are where we were last year. Remember when last year was like, we have all these teams on SmackDown.
Oh, yeah.
They just keep having matches against each other. Everyone beats everybody else. What's the point? That's exactly where we were here. And then, yes, they had a spot where the Motor City Machine Guns are in there. And Saban gets hit with a move. Alex Shelley on the outside puts his foot on the ropes. The ref counts the pin anyway. Alex Shelley doesn't point out the foot or anything like that. They just move on to the next match.
Frazier kind of like hit Shelley and knocked it off at the same time. Like, it was like a heel move that they tried to disguise.
I see. But then later, Saban is mad at Shelley. Why didn't you break up the pin? And Shelley's like, I put your frickin' foot on the ropes, dude. And Saban goes, no, you didn't. And it's like, were you unconscious? Like, how did you not feel your foot being put on the ropes? And they're like, we got to go have a talk. And I'm like, how about you just watch the replay? It was weird, dude.
Well, that's also going on. They also did that while this whole weird Johnny Gargano thing is going on. But anyways, R-Truth and Damian Priest are your new number one contenders to the tag titles.
Yes. R-Truth and Damian Priest. What?
They were not even a team going into this show.
God.
That's fine. Whatever. I mean, you knew they were going to win once they announced it.
It doesn't matter, but this is not what I'm talking about when I say new faces.
There was a Cody promo where he got into it with Sammy backstage, and later on, Sammy went to Randy Orton for advice. Orton told him he needs to be selfish, listen to the voices in his head. So Sammy's still having his existential crisis. Rhea and Jade had a face-to-face. Danhausen showed up, and he wanted Nick Aldis to find him a mentor. Aldis said that's not his responsibility, but he did find him a mentor, none other than The Miz. And The Miz is like, hey, I need somebody that's going to listen to my mentoring and my inspiring and my zoning in, not some geek theater kid. And Danhausen just goes, he's like, I was a jock, prom king, under his breath. I was dying. So Danhausen and The Miz are a team now. Why not?
I'm all for it. This is what we need to do with Miz if he's going to stick around.
And then we had Cody Rhodes challenge Drew McIntyre for the Undisputed WWE title in the main event. This was after Obafemi killed Johnny Gargano. And there's a bunch of interference at the end. The ref got bumped. Drew McIntyre once again tried to use a chair. Fatu showed up, took it from him, and Cody hit a super cutter, grabbed Drew, hit the crossroads, and Cody Rhodes is once again your WWE Undisputed Champion. Seems like Punxsutawney Phil came out, and then, hey, maybe we'll see him again tomorrow.
Back in a moment, Observer Live. It's raining in the park.
I love the river, you're stopping your home. Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, one of the problems with the WWE of late is it's one thing to, you got a Royal Rumble. Anybody could win and get a shot at the main event at WrestleMania. And then you have a, you put all the top contenders in like a elimination chamber and, someone's going to win. And like that's all fine and good here and there. But it's like so many of these feuds are all just something random happened. Like, okay, Randy Orton wins the Royal Rumble. Cody loses. Cody loses the Elimination Chamber. But because he got screwed, he gets a shot, and now he's the champion to face Randy Orton. It's like
lots of guys got screwed.
Zero build to the Randy Orton-Cody Rhodes feud on television. It's just now it's just a random match that's happening. And then, that on SmackDown we had, that number one contenders match for the women's tag titles. It's like, okay, now we're back exactly where we were before. Like, we've seen it. I don't know. Tonight, to determine who is getting a shot at the women's intercontinental title, it's just a random gauntlet match. Raquel, Bayley, Lyra, Io, Asuka, and Ivy. One of them is just going to be in the title picture because they won a gauntlet match.
Well, we just had that with the tag titles here on SmackDown.
Same thing. And then, we had the men's gauntlet match. We're right back where we were last year at WrestleMania.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. It's like John McMahon being World Collar and Elbow Champion at 46 years old, Brian.
Actually, it was Roman Reigns that won the Royal Rumble. That was another one. Like, who's going to face CM Punk? The winner is Roman Reigns, who hasn't been on TV for months and months and months and months. And we got to build that one up. Oba Femi and Rusev and Penta versus Original El Grande Americano. I'm going to the show, everybody. Live report tomorrow on Observer Live. You excited? I'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.